This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. LendUp, a payday lender and installment loan operator, was forced to pay fines by CFPB and California for not delivering promised benefits, misstating its interest rates, and other practices. Russian-backed separatists asked for and received a surface-to-air missile that was used to shoot down a Malaysian Airlines flight in 2014, killing 298 people, a Dutch-led investigation has concluded. Department of Health and Human Services has issued a rule preventing nursing homes from forcing cases into the private system of justice known as arbitration. Apple and other phone companies have technology to prevent texting while driving, but have not deployed it despite the fact that it could save lives. Congress voted to override President Obama's veto for the first time on the issue of whether individuals could sue governments supporting terrorism, a law directed at Saudi Arabia. Controversial Alabama Chief Justice faces ouster again, this time for denying Supreme Court order on same-sex marriages. Thai government forced Amnesty International to cancel a briefing on torture in Thailand by threatening to arrest the two employees on a so-called labor law violation. With a 500,000 members, the British Labor Party is now the largest in Europe. The Arizona Republican newspaper endorsed a Democrat for the first time. Dallas Morning News did so for the first time since World War II. Cincinnati Inquirer did so for the first time in 100 years, as has the Houston Chronicle. California State Treasurer has suspended many of the state's ties with Wells Fargo for at least a year, including the lucrative business of underwriting certain California municipal bonds, among other items. OPEC countries finally came to consensus on cutting oil production to deal with the glut, pushing prices up 5%. Mexican government's $1.3 billion program to hand out close to 10.5 million flat-screen televisions to the poor is now caught in a stream of allegations about kickbacks and corruption. Walmart is in discussions with Flipkart, India's largest e-commerce company, by sales in an attempt to gain a better foothold in Asia's third-largest market. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.